Mike Osborne with state and local news here on WMOT. Have you ever noticed how infectious a child's laugh is? I couldn't help but smile as 17-month-old Jensen Kai Barber Roan and mother Sandra played tickle on the living room couch.
I got you.
And I wasn't the only one smiling when, minutes earlier, Jensen hit one of those toddler milestones.
My mama,
you said mama.
Jensen actually has two moms, Sandra and Dacre Barber Roan. The two women have been together 14 years and married 5 years ago. But they chose not to have a child until both could be listed as parents on the birth certificate. That was made possible by the 2015 Supreme Court decision affirming same-sex unions.
Tiger.
Dacre carried Jensen to term after a long, expensive insemination process using donated sperm. In spite of the challenges, she and Sandra were ready to have a second child. Then, two things happened that Dacre says gives them pause. Donald Trump was elected president, and Tennessee's Republican-controlled state legislature passed a law clearly aimed at keeping same-sex parents from obtaining joint birth certificates.
You know, when Jensen came along, we didn't have any issues. She automatically was able to sign, so that was scary, and just thinking that maybe that would impact in the future as having kids. So those are definitely things that we worry about and we think about constantly.
Worried to the extent that the couple is considering moving out of Tennessee and out of the South, Sandra says Dacre is torn. She doesn't want Jensen to grow up where he'll be harassed because he has two moms. But she hates the idea of abandoning the struggle for equality.
She's more of a fighter than I am. I'm more like, let's just pick up and move and go where things will be a little bit better.
Sandra says they're considering a move to the state of Maryland, where she's heard same-sex parents are supported, not harassed. Tennessee's LGBTQ leaders say she may have a point.
Planning region in regards to adult-oriented businesses. Move to approve.
Second. We have a motion. Have a second. Any comments?
Back in September, the Portland, Tennessee City Council considered an ordinance designed to end drag shows at a local bar.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Chris Sanders leads Tennessee's Equality Project, the state's largest gay rights advocacy group. Sanders says his community has always faced opposition at the state and national levels, but for the first time he's seen government policy attacks at the local level. Even more troubling than the Portland ban, in Sanders' view, was a recent effort by the Knox County School Board to remove gender and sexual orientation protections from the system's employment policy.
I've never seen a local government in this state do anything like that, where protections existed, trying to excise them.
Sanders says that while that kind of resistance may cause some to move to more gay-friendly states, a growing number of Tennesseans are stepping forward to continue the struggle. Since President Trump's election, he says more people are volunteering, donating, and turning out for public protest. And then there's the wider response.
We're also seeing more allies, not just LGBT folks, but allies, wanting to get involved, saying, I know they're coming for you and I'm going to stand with you.
This story is part of the WMOT series entitled Tennessee Divided, an exploration of the cultural, racial, and political discord across Middle Tennessee and the nation. Look for a link to this and other stories in the series at WMOT.org.